It's 9:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. The family of one of the victims at Evergreen High School has released a public statement for the first time. They did not provide their names, but through the sheriff's office, they said the victim is a 14-year-old boy who chose to confront the shooter to allow other people time to escape. He was shot at close range and ran to a recreation center where he got life-saving services from an EMT and firefighter who was working there. That's according to the statement. They say the boy has gone through multiple surgeries and is still hospitalized. As fall colors peak across Colorado, many are heading out for weekend hikes, but officials are urging caution after two hunters were killed by lightning in Conejos County. CPR's Haley May has their advice.
The victims, both 25 years old, were found near a trailhead earlier this month. Officials say they appeared to be heading back to their car when a storm rolled in. Colorado Parks and Wildlife reminds hikers to seek shelter as soon as storms approach. Now, if that's not possible, you should avoid being the tallest object in the landscape, but don't lie flat on the ground either. That actually increases your risk of being struck. Colorado has the fourth highest rate of lightning fatalities in the nation. Haley May, CPR News.
And you're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Colorado Matters is coming up next. Temperatures for your Friday, 70s and 80s throughout much of the state.